Everyone, good morning from early morning here in Istanbul. And thank you, Sister Sona, for a very warm and generous introduction. It's a real honor for me to be part of this series and to be here on the final day of these 21 days of meditation. And so certainly meditation for the world is absolutely what is needed. When we look around the world and see the needs of humanity, and there are many challenges to humanity today, of course. But for me, I've always felt that the beginning of the solution to anything, whether it's in our personal lives or it's in a global scenario, the beginning of the solution is by exploring the question, who are we? Who am I? And then to go deep into experiencing that solution in our practical lives. And so when we pay attention to meditation for the world, then before we do that, of course, we are meditating for the self. In order for our meditation for the world to be effective and meaningful, our own minds need first to be at peace. We need to access that peace within ourselves first in order to be able to generate it and radiate it out into the world. And one thing also I feel is very true is that this journey back to true inner wellness is indeed a return journey. It's an awakening which takes place when we embark upon a spiritual path in our lives. And since it is a return journey, therefore, it is possible for every person to do. And what's very common to see wherever one goes in the world is pretty much everybody is looking for very similar things. We're all looking for peace of mind. We're all looking for the exchange of love and respect in our relationships. We're looking for happiness in our practical experiences and in our hearts. And so this shows us that what is common to humanity are these basic experiences. And hence there are so many talks, programs, activities, retreats on learn how to be peaceful or discover your own happiness and so on. But there is no such thing as learn how to be angry or 10 steps in how to feel miserable. When we experience those conditions, we want to move away from them. But there are no programs on peace management or how to manage your happiness. Those are experiences that we want to have. And so the overall theme for this little sharing is to do with the soul spa. And so what is a spa and why is it that we wish to visit spas? Well, when we go to a spa, then it's a chance to relax, to refresh, to reinvigorate, to revitalize ourselves physically, and also it helps us mentally as well. And we take those opportunities when they come. But yet the soul also needs to be in a spa to recharge its own inner strength. And for some exfoliation to take place and to release some old unnecessary baggage as well. The soul has become tired. And one of the reasons it's become tired is because of the ups and downs that the mind experiences in daily life. So let's begin to explore some of the steps involved in the soul spa. And here is an image I'd like to show you to help me to explain some of these ideas. Here is one reason why the soul has become tired. So as you can see here, there are these three circles. And right at the very center is the true self, the soul, the being, the spiritual energy. I, the eternal self, I, the soul. And around that is the realm of doing. And these are all our identities which are connected with the things that we do in daily life. Some roles, some responsibilities, and all the thoughts which come connected with my doing life. And then around that is the having realm, the things I have, possessions, property, family, even nationality, race, etc. And all the thoughts which are connected with everything that I have. And so for most people, a large percentage of their thoughts as they pass through day-to-day life are connected with what they do or with what they have. And very rarely do we tend to visit the being part. When we are identified very strongly with what we do and what we have, this generates this energy, which is called as ego. And when we are living within this ego zone, then necessarily there will be ego-based emotions which arise. And all of those cause us to have emotional ups and downs. So very happy, for example, when something goes well, sad when something does not go well. We feel good when somebody treats us the way we want them to treat us. We feel not so good when they behave as they wish to behave. When we are successful, when we fail, when we're criticized, when we're praised. So the emotions which come as a result of all of those external experiences, all of those are ego-based emotions. And as long as there are ego-based emotions, there will always be these ups and downs in the mind. And that is what creates tiredness. And hence, the soul becomes rather weary. And as a result, we tend to lose the essential abilities we require to make life pleasant and enjoyable, to make relationships stable. For example, the ability to be patient, the ability to use my willpower in my daily life situations, the ability to have tolerance as and when needed, the ability to understand another person who's very different to me, the ability to forgive, to let go, and to move on. And these are really essential abilities for daily living. I would say especially in these days when we are exposed to so much information. But yet, when the soul is tired, it's difficult to forgive. It's difficult to tolerate. It's difficult to let go. And therefore, the need for the soul spa to reinvigorate my inner self and develop these tendencies once again. And so what to do? How to do it? Well, let me show you one or two more ideas here. And the next one is, again, highlighting this whole idea of how the emotional reactions happen, which then cause this tiredness. So this basically shows the world that we tend to live in nowadays, and I'm calling it the world of our ego masks. So this inner rectangle here represents our awareness that we tend to carry through our daily lives. And all of these are small eyes, all various forms of identity. So when we identify with our nationality, our race, caste, tribe, religion, position in society, profession, etc., etc., there are many, many of these limited identities. When we live within this world of what we can call as ego masks, then again, the mind is susceptible to ups and downs. And the result of this is that whenever we may feel some kind of threat or attack on one of these ego identities, or you can call them ego masks, the result is an emotional reaction. And an emotional reaction is not just physically or verbally, but of course it can just be the feeling of irritation, the feeling of getting upset, the feeling of being offended or insulted. And so when there is this kind of emotional reaction, there is a loss of soul energy. And that again causes this internal tiredness to take place. And so this is pretty much the experience of everyone as we go through daily life. And how to be free from the world of ego masks is to come to what we describe as true identity. And this is what the soul spa takes care of. This is what the soul spa invites us to experience. And so here is the treatment that soul spa offers. So here we are. So once again, that inner square, now it is, represents our awareness. And below all of those ego masks, below all of those small eyes, there is what we call as the true I, the eternal I, the real I. And that is our true and eternal identity. I, the spiritual energy. I, the soul. Now, why this is important is because pretty much every single issue in the world, every single challenge or obstacle, is an identity issue. Our sense of identity is at the very core of our entire life experience. The way that we are answering the question, who am I? The answer we give to that question, who am I? That answer is determining our life experience. And so what Soul Spa is offering us is, come to the very core of your identity. I, the spiritual energy. I, the soul. But simply to know this is not enough. Simply to believe this is not enough. Simply to understand this is not enough. It has to be applied in the practical life. And that's what we can call as the soul massage. So the first treatment offered in Soul Spa is massaging true identity. That's what meditation does. When we sit and practice meditation, I'm reminding myself of the first truth. And that is, I am a spiritual energy. I am eternal. I am light. My nature is peace. And furthermore, all of these other qualities as well, love, joy, purity, strength, the most basic ones. And so what happens as we practice this awareness in our meditation and in our daily lives, these qualities begin to emerge from inside me. Just as a good massage will help your blood circulation. So blood is already there, but massage will help it to circulate better. And circulation, of course, is very important for good health. Also in a room, air circulation is necessary for people to feel fresh and awake. In a healthy economy, wealth should circulate. So too, in order for me to maintain my spiritual health, my spiritual wellness, circulation of the true qualities of the soul is necessary. Experience peace and then share peace with others. Experience the joy inside you and express it to others. Experience love, which is your basic quality. Express it and share it with others. And so when we experience it, then we also need to pay attention to express it. And one of the principles of remaining spiritually healthy, keeping the soul healthy, is to share with others what you are gaining and learning yourself. And that's the first treatment in the soul spa, is live in the state of soul consciousness. The more I am soul conscious, the more a natural exfoliation takes place. The dead skin, which is the ego-based identities, the ego-based emotions, will begin to peel away. And the sign of that is I become emotionally more stable, more secure, more safe, and more strong. And then what happens as we begin to then come into interaction with others, another thing that happens in the soul spa is what we may call as acupressure for the soul. Now, what does acupressure do? Well, it respects that there are certain meridians and energy points within the body, and acupressure helps to release certain blockages so the energy flows more naturally within the body. So acupressure in terms of the soul means as we come into practical life, it is necessary to apply spiritual wisdom. Meditation by itself is not enough, but spiritual wisdom also then needs to be applied in our relationships and in our practical lives. Having a spiritual approach towards other people. Learning to see life from a spiritual angle. And one of the contexts that Soul Spa suggests is see life as a school. Take the opportunity to learn every time you pass, especially every time you pass through some challenges in life. Now, one of the things we all face in daily life is dealing with people and personalities. And there may be some people in your life whom you find difficult. So, do you have at least one person in your life whom you find difficult? I think probably so. But there, Soul Spa is telling us that raise or upgrade the way you see that particular individual. And what that means is to ask myself, what is life teaching me in my interaction with this particular individual? What is it I need to work on more so I no longer find this individual difficult? It may be, for example, I have to work on being more accepting. Or perhaps I need to work on tolerance. Maybe I need to work on being more humble. So Soul Spy invites us to look at what there is for me to learn and to gain, rather than what I do not like about life or about a situation or about another person. So when our minds are consumed with what we do not like, then we generate our own stress and negative emotions. The mind gets tired and the soul becomes weak. If instead of that, I choose to be concerned with what I can learn through this, how will this make me stronger? How can I grow through this interaction? Then I've made the situation, the interaction, very positive for myself. And this is further going to enable blockages from within myself to be removed. Blockages in the soul have happened largely due to negative thoughts and the negative beliefs that form as a result. And when I begin to have positive thoughts, what can I learn? How can I grow? And in fact, let's call them not just positive thoughts, but spiritual thoughts or divine thoughts. The blockages in the soul begin to get dissolved and removed. And the sign of that, the sign that this spiritual acupressure is working, is my happiness will begin to flow very naturally. Think about this question, which is a question I have been asking myself for years in practical life. No matter what the situation is, no matter what somebody else's behavior may be like, but who owns my happiness? That brings me back to taking ownership, taking control of my happiness, and reminding myself I am responsible for my happiness, not someone or something outside of me. When I pay that kind of attention to myself, then the energy of the soul remains high, and your ability to contribute and share positivity also increases. So one little tip in this context of Soul Spa treatment is whenever you encounter especially a person whom you find difficult, just imagine writing on the forehead of that person, my teacher, my spiritual teacher. In other words, reframe that situation and give higher meaning to your particular interaction. And then the situation will not make you tired, but rather you'll see opportunities to grow instead. And there's this beautiful phrase in Hindi, which I think is very central to a spiritual lifestyle. Jaisi aapki drishti, vaisi aapki srishti. Which means, as is your vision, so is your world. And this tells us that you may not be able to control the world outside of you, but you can control your vision towards the world. So where is my focus? Is it upon how I feel the world should be, how other people should be, or how can my vision be more elevated towards the situation? So that's what Soul Spa is telling us. And here's another little diagram to illustrate where my vision should go. And so this is telling us, when we come into interaction with someone, first let me become aware of myself as a soul. Let me step back from all my ego masks of status, race, culture, nationality, etc. I am a spiritual energy, I am a soul. Then when I see another person, let my vision cut through all of their ego masks too, and firstly see that individual as well as a spiritual being, as a soul. When we have this soul-to-soul vision, then two things happen. We do not absorb somebody else's stress or negative emotions. And two, we're able to generate genuine feelings of acceptance, love, and respect for the other. And so hence, by being in the soul spa, not only is it good for you, but then your presence becomes useful for others. In fact, your presence becomes like a gift for others. And then lastly, just to finish off, that soul spa isn't a place to go to, but soul spa is something you carry in your awareness all the time. And soul spa is basically in the state of introversion. So whether you're working, interacting, talking to others, whatever you're doing, to maintain this introverted state of mind where you're doing your inner work at the same time as externally participating and engaging in life. So thanks for listening. I'm going to stop there as we've come to our time for meditation for the world. Okay, thank you.